Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Homeopathy World Community Blog Talk Radio, creating waves of awareness over the airwaves, via the internet, and by friends telling friends they care. Working in unity to promote homeopathy around the globe. You will be surprised how Sunday night midnight meditations can improve your life. There are no coincidences, and that's why your spirit has guided you to listen today. Gathering heavenly messages from friends on social networks makes these weekly themes a collaborative effort. My wish and hope for now and forever. May this message touch you in a positive, healing way. Let's go. Debbie Brock, founder of Homeopathy World Community. Our Sunday night meditations provide a time to reflect on the week past and prepare for the week ahead. I'm so pleased and grateful that you have joined me for this short meditation session. This gift to you will assist your nighttime rest and healing or your daytime energy level. Today is August 21, 2011. You're listening to meditation show number 18. The summer is ending with expectations of autumn and cooler temperatures. We are here to find peace from the heat of the earth. A bit of fire and passion may be good for the soul to stir us to action and to develop our passion. Today's theme is working on our busyness. Stay in the moment and savor the warmth of the sun. Let's not rush the seasons to change before their time or hasten the passing of days, hours, and minutes. Simply breathe and be in the moment. Repeat that to yourself. Breathe. Be in this moment. Inhale in and exhale out all worries and concerns, haste, anxiety. How do you feel now? Ask yourself this question from time to time. Stop the busyness, which coincidentally seems as if it spells business. That sense of staying busy at all times. Let that go. This moment is for rest, peace, to relax and breathe. The transition of the seasons will be here in good time, like watching the moon cross a path over the horizon. For those who are new to Blog Talk Radio, simply sit back and relax. Listen to the sound of the music and my voice filtering into your subconscious with loving thoughts. You do not have to call in. Just click listen. If you can't stay for the length of this program or are already on your way to work, you may download the archive after the show to your computer or audio player. It is best not to drive while listening. We repeat each session with a similar beginning. because scientific evidence continually reaffirms that imagery activates brain function in the same way as having an actual experience. Researchers have monitored brain activity during imagery exercises, like you are doing now. They found that the same parts of the brain were activated, whether people imagined something or actually experienced it. Visual, auditory, and tactile imagery arise from the cerebral cortex, where our language and thinking and problem solving takes place. Imagery can send a message from the cerebral cortex to the lower brain centers, including the limbic system, the emotional center of the brain. From there, the message is relayed to the endocrine system and to the autonomic nervous system, which can affect a range of bodily functions, including heart rate, perspiration, blood pressure, and so much more. Medical experts believe that stress is a cofactor in causing approximately 70 to 80% of all disease. Taking this time to reduce stress, getting in touch with the powers of imagery and visualization, can change the direction of our health in a positive path. We have reached our subconscious and unconscious, our conscious levels of thinking. Begin with a deep breath in, filling the lungs, filling all the spaces in the body, energizing the cells and the blood. Exhale through the mouth. Reduce stress in the body, and then breathe normally. Close your eyes if you haven't already done so. You may adjust your body during the session, anytime during the meditation and visualization. Readjust to de-stress. If you have just 1 minute, do an experiment with the silence. That one moment may be all you need to bring joy and peace into your day, bringing in a new perspective, a real change, a change from inside which affects the outside. Finding the best time of the moon cycle to breathe in and out. Your needs for spiritual growth and physical support. Imagine the silence. It is your space, your time, a time to self-nurture. Listen to your surroundings. Get in touch with your environment. How does this environmental space feel on your skin? And touch the aura of your body. The Dalai Lama says, all the positive states of mind, such as love, compassion, insight, and so on, have the quality that you can enhance their capacity and increase their potential to a limitless degree if you regularly practice them through training and by developing constant familiarity with them. During our Sunday night meditations, we are doing this training. Tonight's theme helps us slow down from our state of busyness by focusing on the breath, breathing in, healing energy, exhaling out, excess, letting go. How many times have we said to ourselves, we just don't have time to nourish our spirituality right now? How many times have we pushed thoughts of our soul's desire away? Just think, you are taking action right now. You have the ability to fit this important activity or non-activity into your day or evening routine. Spending time with self nourishes the soul, flames the fire, enhances the hope and passion to live more fully and completely. Loving thyself. We have all heard the story of the teacher who asked the students whether the glass jar is full when he has placed stones to the tippy top of that jar. The students say, yes, it is full. But the teacher takes some colorful pebbles from the coastline, pours them into the jar, and gives the glass a shake for the pebbles to settle in. The students begin to get the idea, but it appears full once again. The teacher then gathers in his hands fine grains of sand from the seashore and sprinkles them into the jar. Now surely the jar is completely full. The teacher asks the students to follow him outside as he sets the jar under the sky, where it is raining. Drop by drop, the raindrops fill the jar that holds the stones, pebbles, and sand. Thus we realize that rain comes down from heaven into this parched earth. We can find the time to add just a touch more, this liquid water. Spirit, like rain, holds the key to quench our thirst and fill our cup, our vessel, our body, this jar that was empty and slowly filled with all the things of the week, the stones and pebbles and sand. Even these little drops of rain have space to enter. Just breathe and imagine the scene. You are the earth, your bones like stone, solid, secure, and strong. Go into the spaces within the bones and the skeleton. Imagine the density strengthening. The colorful pebbles represent the organs and tissues of many colors and shapes within the body, and the sand is the grit that keeps you together. Imagine a beautiful sky. Visualize this. Place yourself in your favorite environment, whether it is the beach, the coastal plain, the green rolling hills, or the high mountains with snowy tops. You are surrounded by nature and her sounds. Breathe in all of this. Then feel the light. Feel the light sprinkling of the mist, the drops falling upon you, on your skin. You are not afraid. The rays of sunshine through the clouds and the temperature is warm on your skin. The sky washes over you. Bathe in this light and shower of raindrops. Perhaps you can visualize a rainbow. Once again, focus on your inner self. What's happening inside your body? Check in. Your body feels calmer, more relaxed with each breath. Inhale. Spirit. Exhale. and relax. Say to yourself, repeat after me. My heartbeat is smooth and even. My breathing is regular and rhythmic. My temperature is normal. My mind is at peace. My muscles are loose. My bones are strong. My ligaments are flexible. My blood flows freely through my veins and arteries. All blockages and clogs have disappeared and melted away. All stones, rocks, and sand are in their proper place. Everything fits and makes me whole. Continue to breathe evenly and gently, rhythmically and slowly. I have watered my garden, my spiritual garden. It is blooming. I am feeling light and joyous. I thank the Creator for giving me hope. I look forward to the coming day and week with a pure heart. I am a miracle of nature, and I share abundance with others by giving a smile and a hand for those in need. At this time, take a moment to bring the picture of your loved ones into your imagination. Send each of them, one by one, a prayer of healing and peace. No need to hurry or rush. We have all the time in the world for prayers. This healing energy reaches them, whether they are near or far, whether living in the present, past, or future. Every day is a new opportunity to awaken to your spirit, to release the busyness, to become aware. as all together we create waves of awareness. Thank you for joining me. I hope you will share this with your friends. Thank you for listening to Sunday Night Midnight Meditations with host Debbie Brock on Homeopathy World Community Blog Talk Radio, creating waves of awareness, empowering people by getting in touch with the vital force within, healing meditations, guided imagery, and affirmations. Have a blessed week.